The following is intended for mature audiences only. Discretion is advised.
All right, guys. Back at it. Yeah. We're talking MonsterVerse, Kong, and Godzilla.
Legendary's MonsterVerse in particular.
Legendary's Longeverse. Yeah, that's a little bit too big for me. I'm a little inebriated. I realize this shit's a little bit kind of racist. We'll get into it more into the show, but Josh, kick my yeah, we got my boo, we got my Tim, we got that Rob, we got that Josh, yeah, every day you're gonna hear some bullshit we talking about, smack you in your motherfucking mouth, with the DC and the Marvel talking clout, y'all bitch ass can't have my asshole in your mouth, yeah, here we go again.
All right. Welcome back. By the time this comes out, should be like mid-November or something.
Why do you fucking do that?
Because if you fucking let me finish.
Hey, guys, it's 6:30 in the morning, you know, on a Friday.
No, listen.
While this recording's coming out, we're going to.
Big-ass monsters fucking shit up. That's what we're here to talk about.
This MonsterVerse is somewhat a little bit weird because I've started looking deeper into these movies and deeper into the universe, and there's a little bit of things I need to bring to light.
Is this the racist thing? You said it was racist.
A little bit racist. A little bit racist. Like,
how so?
Like, where the at, bro? Give me other than running for his life, Point Dexter Urkel in these little movies that is doing something or part of something that's worth something.
Most of the people in the old MonsterVerse movies were all Japanese, weren't they?
Yeah. We ain't gonna get there, and then we ain't gonna talk about how most of these motherfuckers is basically have to do with the Asian culture or the motherfucking islanders that are Asians basically still too.
But I mean, if you kind of break down most of the movies from that time especially, when it was like their own eras, like, you know, like the blaxploitation movies.
It's Japanese
fucking,
made. You
they
go
had
figured, like,
very little amount of other people in them. Yeah. You know what I mean? It was really just highlighting their people and shit.
So go figure when they, like, especially in the first few movies, you're going to get...
Where's Monarch in Africa? You don't see it. You don't see Monarch in
Africa. You don't
see,
know
that. That mite shit. Fuck out of here, Tim. I don't see mites when I'm watching the movie.
I don't know, man.
There's no mites.
That's what the show is for. Monarch itself is a global organization. It's very and you see that, like, there's all these different kaiju all over the map. You see some spots in Africa, they very well might go there. I don't know.
They're better, bro. Like, no eco is like no eco terrorists.
But like I could, but even I the don't ones... know. I could also say that, like,
stop. They go to Ralph's country, Mexico or some shit. There's some Spanish fucking with Rodon. They go
I don't
to
know.
Ralph's
we even
country.
Had, we even had Hispanics in fucking Star Trek. So like, I don't have an argument there and shit.
You know, if they go to India, that's one thing. But, like, you know, it's not like they're ever going to go to fucking Bangladesh. You know what I mean? So it's like, I have no room to say shit here. So,
but
like,
even if they did, they show British people and shit.
Yeah, bro. They showed for me, like, we ain't going to get into Tim shit. I don't want to be racist.
But it's true. Because even the ones that, even the movies that take place, like, in America and shit, that are, like, for Japanese Americans, they had nobody but stupid. Like, people that were white were always stupid or idiot. And then people that were Japanese, they were the day.
You do get more black characters in the comics for both
Monster
Kong
versus
and
domestic violence. Like, it's always portrayed in the movies. It's always domestic violence. You got some white people mad at their families, got some kind of issue. Name one of the movies where ain't some domestic white people problem.
I don't know about domestic violence, but yeah, domestic.
Bullshit.
Issue,
the fucking.
Sure. Nah, there's kind of tough. They always sacrifice the young woman.
Okay, Tim, they're borderline not hitting. Because when you watch Kong, King of the Monsters.
This, I'm just saying, I grew
on Smacks. Don't try to.
I grew up on Smacks. Like, I'm brown. I get where you're coming from. I'm just saying, like, they didn't set it up like that. Like, they could.
This is with the Verge smacking each other in the Humvee in that movie, talking shit to each other about being bad parents to each. Shut the fuck up with that. You can't argue. There's and then the one be with them two weird ass fucking creatures in the first Godzilla. He got a problem with his fucking domestic violence. The son thinks his dad's fucking batshit crazy. And it's just all, and then you notice it's just white people. And then the only character that's black in any of these movies that they give some kind of resistance is the podcaster that's fucking conspiracy crazy.
Who's right? that's the thing that like he's right.
Tim, you see aliens in the air, and it's officially known that aliens are real now. Any podcast that has aliens on it that said aliens is real is right at that point. Really, you ain't feathering us out. You ain't weaving us out of like he's unique.
They did make it out that he's the only one in the universe that like is actually hitting.
I don't believe it.
That's what the show is about.
That wasn't too popping because that was like taking pictures, going viral officially now.
He was popping enough to have a following that people were listening.
Or I ain't even gonna say it.
Wait, wasn't the main character of Pacific Rim black?
No. It was after Star Wars.
Right.
That had to do a Star Wars movie to get that shit. Come on, the first one was about that motherfucking white boy, him and his brother.
But do you hear what you just said? He had to do like Star Wars was nothing.
No. He had to do Star Wars in order for him to get a part. We're trying to say that it was big.
Star Wars, Tim, let's get real. Hold on. Shut up. Let me finish this and answer the correct way, and then I'll be quiet. You ready?
Sure.
Okay, listen to this. The trailer that released with him, 95% of people who saw that thought it was a parody.
Is that any discredit to him or the editors?
What does that tell you? That even in a real authentic trailer, they thought that shit was a Saturday Night Live sketch.
That's everybody who can't take him seriously.
Hey, Tim, okay, well then, hey, it doesn't matter. If Will Smith would have did it, it probably would have worked. I don't know, pre-slap, it would have worked. But if it was, I'm not.
It would have been even weirder with Will Smith. What the fuck is Will Smith doing?
Not pre-slap, actually pre-whatever his ex-wife was saying about his shit, about his ass.
We ain't gonna get into that because that shit right there.
That fucker's weird, bro.
That's some weird cuckold. Is it called cuckold, chockhold, or?
I don't know. Will Smith being in Star Wars would immediately take me out of it for like even watching the movie after the trailers.
Don't make fun of him if he's a cuck.
Are we
cuck-shaming? That's that Josh crazy shit, Tim.
I don't know that it's crazy. People are going to like what they like, I guess.
I'm not watching Will Smith does seem like
I'll watch type of dude. Who knows? As I was saying earlier, before we went off on whatever tangent we went off, the working title that you had on your list for this episode was Godzilla having sex with what or who? Like it was some mystery.
You got Godzuki. So I'm like,
so the only thing I can say to that, since you're not into Godzilla like that, is that it's a known thing that Godzilla and Mothra fuck.
And that was another thing, bro, about that lady. Bitch. No, where was she at in Godzilla versus Kong?
Where were any of them at, dude?
Yeah, they were all missing. All of the kaiju are missing.
There was this meme I saw. Somebody tweeted this picture, and they captioned it. Yeah, like it's that shot of Godzilla walking away, where like, and Kong just like standing there, and the caption's like, "Yeah, Godzilla finally respects Kong because he's the only one who like didn't bow down to him, but still showed up when he was getting his ass handed to him by a fucking knockoff that ran on Wi-Fi."
Yeah, bro. That's a knockoff running on straight up Bluetooth. It was weird because I would have loved to seen Kong swing off Behemoth's motherfucking goddamn horns. The sloth looking motherfucker. There could have been some badass battles with the spider. The spider could have came and helped. It was all kind of.
Well, hey, that's what this next movie might give us: Godzilla and Kong, since they're gonna be fucking up like the Hollow Earth.
That ancestral red monkey or whatever it is. I know it sounds racist, bro, right?
It's a regular.
It sounds racist as fuck, but I'm not even being racist.
But here's the other thing. It also sounds very Dragon Ball.
Yeah, it's like Kong and Godzilla are fighting an ancestral mean
like
red
they're
monkey.
They're fighting the older Saiyan. They're fighting fucking Broly or some shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
that's and the motherfucker look cold, too. The motherfucker look cold, bro.
Look savage.
Well, come on. Looks
savage. They both got their asses whooped by the robot. Like, fucking,
No, they didn't get their asses whooped by the robot. Because if they did get their asses whooped by
Godzilla did, and then Kong came in. And
Godzilla
like
did.
They both, admittedly, they both got their asses. I'll say this. They didn't get their asses handed to them together, but they, like,
individually,
Mechagodzilla did put up a fight.
Can I say something? When you win a fight, how the fuck you get your ass handed to you?
Yeah, at that point, it was, you know, they already got the fucking the accent. I'm all just that
simple,
other shit.
Simple fact. If you, I mean, I would love to see someone.
No, you can lose a fight. You can lose a battle and win a fight.
The point that we're saying, the point that we're trying to make is, they didn't walk away unscathed. They did get beat the fuck up.
All I'm saying is this though: when you're watching two fighters box and they interview him at the end, and then they lost. Like, fuck his bitch ass up. And look at that. Then fucked up. And did you win, sir? No. Oh, we didn't fuck him up enough to win. He must have fucked you up enough to win. Just no, absolutely.
That's definitely saying winners lose. We're saying is losing.
He wasn't easy. All we're saying is he wasn't easy. That's
and they're catching on an incestual fucking monster this time. When it's been around forever and shit, you know he's gonna be fucking kicking ass.
But no, if you're right, I was Boo, smart. OG Red Ape looks fucking mean.
Yeah, OG Red Ape look cold. Look kind of scary, bro.
He looks like he's gonna toy with these motherfuckers. Like,
yeah,
he looks like
I look like
looks
he's gonna
coy.
Be. He looks like he's gonna be playing games with them. Like you fucking primitive. Like they're primitive.
Like, yeah. Oh, you guys came, huh? Okay, let's see what you guys got.
Oh, it's cute.
Like, he looks
kids
like he's gonna fucking.
No, it's like all cute. It's all cute. The kids from the kindergarten are coming to try to play.
He does. He does have that vibe about him. I'm pretty excited about it. To be real with you, he looks.
I'm trying to figure it out how. They gonna bring him into the story.
I mean, so they got portals and everything. They already have the fact that Ghidorah itself is an alien. So they've got cosmic shit in play.
Speaking about that, thank you for reminding me about that Ghidorah shit. I've been wanting to ask you. The Netflix motherfucking shout out Big Comedy Network. I fucking love you guys like I love my fucking dog. The Netflix Godzilla. How many Godzillas there are first off in that?
You talking about the
Planet Eater? Planet Eater.
Technically speaking, there's like two, but there's one main one, which is the biggest one.
The one that was sleeping.
Yeah.
And then so the one was Godzuki then, basically.
More or less. Like you.
I mean, that's how they basically want to say that.
It's their workaround, I suppose. Like, I didn't think about it like that, but
that's Godzuki then, because when they had that bowed up,
they don't treat it like offspring. They treat it like a clone minion type shit.
That's weak. Yeah. That's weak ass writing. It was Godzuki.
Well, that's the thing. Not a lot of people like the Netflix ones for a reason. Especially the
too
first
much
two.
Talking. Too much fucking
too,
talking.
It's very slow. We have to understand. Very slow. Even the fights themselves are like very sluggish. They hype up Mecha Godzilla so much, and then you don't see
it's
him
a
for
city.
Shit.
It's a city, right?
Right.
Well, like you, there's the thing. There is a Mecha Godzilla model. Like,
right.
There is a model, but they don't use it really. In the show much. They give you glimpses of it, but it's way beyond like a movable Mecha Godzilla.
Yeah, and Josh, this reminded me of you, Josh. Ghidorah. You wouldn't like this Ghidorah.
Kind of boring.
Wait, what do you mean?
This Ghidorah was weak. This Ghidorah was trash, bro.
It was just the three heads popping out through a cosmic hole. Like it
because here's the thing, when Godzilla swings for him, it's transparent. He only can take damage from him. He can't give damage from him.
I don't even honestly remember how this fool even defeats Ghidorah.
Yeah,
I
cut it off once I saw Ghidorah and I was like, that's Ghidorah. And he's been summoned by like a tribe from another planet who's he's known for world eating. Like, it's garbage, bro.
He's the biggest Godzilla and the most boring, unfortunately.
Yeah.
There might be some folks who like it. There's a lot of folks I know who didn't, including me. I wasn't the biggest fan of it. And I'm a Godzilla, I'm obsessed.
I even rewatched the old ones.
Like the 54 ones or the original ones?
Fuck no. I'm talking the newer ones with real CGI.
No, 2014.
Yeah, I'm just tripping out of how the moth bitch be fucking. The bitch didn't show up again. And Godzilla versus Kong, which is kind of trash. She should have been there. That's his bottom bitch.
And I honestly thought that they were going to bring out Mothra at some point, and I was disappointed not to see that.
Nah, because Kong would have fucked that bitch five ways from Sunday. That's my
opinion. No, yeah, Kong would have easily just, like, wouldn't have been that
And
hard.
That's, oh, here's the thing. Rodan's a dick, dude.
Rodan?
Rodan is a piece of shit, bro. Rodan is that drunk motherfucker at the bar that want to start shit with motherfuckers. Especially when he hit the city of, well, whatever city that was, when he flew past it. That was some cold shit.
I think that was like a South American city. I think it wasn't like
Brazil. That's one Brazil of Ross people's, bro. Your people's got the business in that one, bro.
North America, fucker.
Yeah, your people got the business.
Yeah, unfortunately.
I ain't paid for a UFC event in 10 years. Pirating is very, very bad. I don't like how they portray Kong as kind of a... I don't like
how?
That.
How?
How so? He doesn't even speak.
Correction, Rafi does speak, and you just insulted everybody that speaks sign language.
Yes, this is true.
Okay. You've just insulted with everybody that speaks...
With his mouth. And how does he sign black?
You can't read...
Black.
You, as you, as Tim would say, you can't read now. Okay.
All right. I did not say that. Don't put hard R's in my mouth. Right. Don't do that.
You can't read now. Okay. As Tim would say.
Well, how does he all sign right. black then? How does he sign in black?
No. Yeah. How is he black?
No one said he's signing in black. There you go again, being racist, Rob. How can you sign in black?
Is
how,
like, exactly my point. How are they portraying him as a black? How is it yo, racist? My, how yo, is he my, racist then? Asking,
you said they made him out to be black. I'm asking how.
I just don't like the... I just felt like it was a black man being suppressed by the white Asian Godzilla.
I mean, listen, to be fair, legendary Godzilla is white Asian.
I don't like the suppression of a black man. It's like a suppression, like, stand down. Black? Stand down. White man running this black? Shit still. White man runs this shit still.
I don't know. I think that's you projecting right there, sir.
Projecting? I don't give a fuck what you're talking about. Listen here, bro. They were literally, all they needed to do was put a Black Lives Matter tattoo on Kong, and it would have sealed the deal.
But they didn't do that. They didn't do it. They didn't do anything. They
had to go, listen here, bro. I got the intuition, like, Kong can't survive here in a white motherfucking world. He needs to go back to his motherland. He needed to go back to your motherland. And then the little Asian girl was sitting there, your people, go back to your home with your people.
He was too big for his cage. They had to be like, no, he...
What do you mean too big for his cage? What the fuck Godzilla is then? Small? Suck my ass.
Godzilla isn't in a cage.
What's up with the...
They don't cage Godzilla, though.
They don't cage Godzilla. They're not caging Rodan. They're not caging the fucking behemoth. They're not caging any of these bitches. But they cage the black gorilla... Black power, no, I feel for you, when's, Kong. Fuck out of here. What's most betrayed? Tim, let me ask you.
Became as big as then, they're like, no, he can't stay here, son.
I don't give a fuck what anybody says. And leave a comment. I don't give a fuck what anybody says. You can leave a fucking comment. When they portray black people, we're considered the gorilla, the fucking gorillas. We're but fucking again, this, we're that, we're all that shit.
You have yet to provide any deliberate example of, like,
Yeah, you haven't provided anything. This a white motherfucking Godzilla suppressing a black motherfucking ape.
How
betrayed.
Is he black?
There's white people.
That's why he was throwing in the different lines. When you read it, when you read between the lines,
Kong's made by a white man too. So Kong is just as white. Kong's another white man.
Okay, but
what year was it made, Josh? What year was Kong made and created?
So Kong is like...
No, Josh. Yeah, simple question.
Before we continue, 1900s, but I'm actually trying to, like, help you out. No,
racist.
No, that's the thing
1920s,
about
1920s.
No, but that's the thing about Kong, though, is that it is in a time when whites were inherently racist against black people. So Kong in itself.
And then what else did they say? Going after the white woman, oppressed by the monster, going after the blonde white woman. Better sit your brown ass down and look like, past the lines.
Technically, like, he's right. Google. He's actually really correct.
No, this
on
is
that.
Like something that's like deeper than like.
I won't deny that old ass.
Sit
Kong
your
is
ass down.
Yes.
The foundation of Kong Man. Is racist.
Foundation. The racist. Sure, but.
And you don't think these is gonna slip it in today's society? You're fucking wrong. They got that chained up and shit. White people got to release him. He's a fucking shit. And even that fucking bitch says, release the monkey because the white supremacist motherfucking Godzilla's going to come and kill us.
But yeah, I think you're actually on a real, like, legitimate point there. Because honestly, most of the movies really were racist towards anybody that wasn't Japanese American or American.
the original movies that had a meaningful message, sure. I don't honestly think God
argument ended then.
I don't honestly think 2016.
This has been brought to you guys by the Fat Signal.
No, you know, I don't think recent Godzilla versus Kong was marketed to be a fucking political, like, whatever. It's
no. No, but he still had the same underlying tone of who Godzilla was and who Kong was.
It's who still, Kong it's was still, and who Godzilla
they
was.
They still kept it the same. Look at the original Godzilla.
It got so gangster that Godzilla had to use his atomic breath and shot through fucking hollow earth, destroyed the house. Depressed, oppression. This had to literally go to his motherland and get destroyed that.
I'm with Tim though. Like, I don't think the new ones are racist, but I do think like the old ones.
Of course you are, Josh. You're losing points. Continue.
Like, I did agree with you that like
I think it stays the same. Look, it's the jungle man that's helping out his people, making sure everybody comes in through, and they're trying to come over here and take him out.
And beyond that, they're making it out to say that Kong's people stamped out Godzilla's race when they had no right to in the first place, apparently, with all this.
Oh, no. Shut the fuck up, because obviously something happened to Kong's race.
No.
Better. And that's why I might go for the red monkey, too. Because he might be one of this, the Malcolm X of motherfucking monkeys and got Kong shit like
pro-monkey.
Plymouth Rock, you didn't land on Plymouth Rock.
Yeah, we didn't land on Plymouth Earth. We didn't land on Hollow Earth. Hollow Earth landed on us.
Yeah.
Thank you, bro. But he might be Malcolm Ape.
Son, they're making it out to be the apes, to be the invaders.
You're the sun right now. You've just been sun. You've just been sun, son. Listen here, son.
You can believe all you want, but everything right now, everything
you can believe all you want right now.
Look it up. Everything that's new about Godzilla and Kong and this new monarch legacy bullshit or whatever it is, they're making it out.
New Tim, I'm going off of everything before this new shit. Okay. And right now, from what I'm looking up, Tim,
this new shit is part of the old shit. So hold on. You can't just commandeer everything the way you want it every time. You can't spin everything.
You can't commandeer. You can't sit here and spin everything. You can't sit here and
you can't keep
spinning. Yeah. You can't.
That everything that's been released is pointing out to the apes being the fucking invaders.
You can spin it as much as you want. You can spin it as much as you want.
Tim, you can spin it all you want.
White Atlantis. You can spin it as much as you want.
Okay, so we're just spinning.
Yeah, you can spin it as much as you want, like a fucking bottle. Is playing likewise, fucking trick there, whatever you want to
you
call
can do
it.
The same.
The best part about all this is that our audience is gonna get the individual.
You're Godzilla's racist.
So what are we doing talking about it? They're all racist. We don't need to enjoy any of this. Got it.
Understood. I can't wait to see how Josh edits this shit. It's gonna be fucking
now, Tim,
awesome.
All right, now Roth. Tim set on his shit. Now Roth, go through the show
that I was really excited to see. Like, okay, now Boo said it's racist. Racist. Okay, everything is racist. Perfect. Nothing is fun anymore.
The fact
got
that you're thinking about
but everything really was everything really was racist good. For the longest.
Yeah,
everything really
dude,
was fucking
I
racist
know
though
that,
forever.
But I'm like, I don't think these new ones are deliberately trying to make a point that they're actually.
Yeah, Tim. Tim, the fact that they gave me black on black crime in Skull Island pisses me off. It felt like black on black crime when motherfucking Samuel Jackson trying to kill the ape.
Man,
it felt like he was trying to kill one of my peoples.
Okay.
Shut your ass up.
Absolutely. You're right.
That's actually the point I was trying to make earlier with you know, you have the tribesmen fucking trying to save his people and shit, and then here comes the Americans.
They're literally not black
and
people.
That's
they're
why
like,
they put
they're
a black man.
But
that's why they put a black person
no,
that, there.
They're not black. No, I'm talking Kong and Samuel, one of my favorite rappers. Tom Cruise is the black Samuel.
Okay.
What about?
Back to what we were saying, though.
This is what
Tim,
we were saying.
I get it, Tim. Your favorite character has been low-key racist and has been suppressing all the other races.
Legendaries, you know, sure, yeah.
Okay, so that's all I'm saying. As long as you admit that, we can move
forward. No, all this says to me is that I can't bring anything to you without putting a filter over it. And I get it. You're not even looking historically wrong. It's this catch 22 thing where it's like, hey, is this fun? It's secretly racist. All right, well, everything is all by the end.
Dude,
of the
if you want to watch, if you want to follow that point up, Tim, look at some of the old fucking Bruce Lee movies.
They're racist too. Everything is racist. I get it.
They're racist like a motherfucker.
Everything is. But at what point do
Tim? You should understand me when Johnny Five, Are You Alive, is a white man.
Yeah, and he said sorry.
That's all I gotta tell you. Johnny Five, Are You Alive?
He said sorry. Hank Azaria said sorry when he didn't need to. I was fine. Phrases in that Here's the thing. Brown folk are a lot of brown folk are like, we make fun of ourselves half the time anyway. It doesn't matter.
And look
like,
at Apu. Look at Apu from The Simpsons. He was white too.
But we didn't have, most of us didn't have an issue with it. Some comedians were, but I'm telling you, like, most of us were fine.
No one went off about Cleveland. No one's tripping on Cleveland Brown. I get that. No one's tripping on Cleveland Brown. That's one of the most iconic black characters other than the Boondocks. And the Boondocks more goes off of stereotypes. So that shit funny as fuck. But when it comes to black characters made mostly by white.
It makes fun of direct.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But no one's bitching about Cleveland Brown either. No one makes fun of him being the token.
There was a lot
guy.
Of bitching about Speedy Gonzalez, but you know, now he's starting to come back around. But
there was
I fucked with Speedy. I was like, huh, that's
Gabriel Iglesias didn't they asked Gabriel Iglesias if they wanted him to just like voice his like normal voice, be the new Speedy voice, and he was like, nah, dude, I'm gonna do Speedy like Speedy. Fuck that. Like,
and it's fucking great. His fucking Speedy Gonzalez is fucking hilarious, bro. Great. He acts like a fucking Mexican.
I haven't seen it. I mean,
acts like a Mexican, dude.
Like,
total
what would
Mexican.
Be your most blackest character in Looney Tunes? You would have to say is Foghorn Leghorn. I reckon some frog and hog mug and some collard greens.
Yeah, pretty much. Way southern, though. That's the thing. It's kind of tough.
Big Boo loves you guys listening. Appreciate you guys listening. Shout out to Big Comedy Network for dealing with Roth and Tim. I apologize for them. Going forward, we will definitely try to give you guys what you like to hear or anything, what you want to hear, not what we want to talk about. We're going to try. Please leave a comment.
Even though the next episode is exactly what Boo wants to talk about.
And it's everything like that.
It's like, no, we're not. We're really not going to.
Going forward, us at the Fat Signal, we really, truly care how you guys feel about our show. Kick that lovely beat.
Be good humans.
Fuck, he said.
I noticed it too.
I gotta miss it.
2089.
I noticed it. That's the problem.
I noticed it.
I love my Tim. I love Godzilla Tim. I love Godzilla Tim. I love Godzilla Tim.
No, you don't.
Don't worry, I love Godzilla Tim. No, I don't. My is Kong. My is Kong. Hit the bong all day. Holding his bong ding long.